Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Starseed Radio Academy, empowering Starseed to better serve the planet.
Welcome to Starseed Radio Academy. It's Tuesday, September 9th, 2014, and I'm your host, Arielle Taylor, with my co-hosts, Lavendar and Anastasia. Well, tonight we're excited to present author Judy Beebe to talk about her new book, The Hydrogen Cipher. Her early childhood experiences with ET contact and subsequent metaphysical studies have led her to write over 20 books, and most recently she's been working with water, scalar waves, and a new source of sustainable clean energy for the planet through what she calls gem spheres. She unlocked the puzzle and is bringing a message of hope for the healing of our Mother Earth. Check out her websites, OmegaCellEnergy.com and JudyBeebe.com, and that's JudyBeebe.com. At the top of the show, it's the Starseed News segment with Anastasia, bringing you topics that you won't hear on the mainstream media. We would like to thank Vanya and Claudia for hosting the switchboard this evening, and you can call in with your questions or comments for Judy on 917-889-8292. We also have an online Starseed community at starseedhotline.ning.com. And special thanks go to our birthday girl, happy birthday, Tammy, for her dedication to the forum. Starseed Hotline's toll-free number is 888-881-0881. The Stage 1 Starseed confirmations are based on Lavendar's discovery of star markings and your natal astrological chart. And the Stage 2 session is a one-on-one phone session available with Lavendar, Anastasia, or myself. Remote healing sessions for people and pets are also available with Tammy. If you have a birthday coming up, you've got 10 hours of power coming that you don't want to miss. So find out when it happens by requesting your solar return timing. So first tonight, I would like to introduce Anastasia and the Starseed News. Hello, Anastasia.
Good evening, everyone. It's great to be with you. And the time is flying, and we're quickly entering into the equinox of autumn. Wow, summer went too fast, didn't it?
Sure.
But all the seasons are beautiful. I think the trees are going to be beautiful in our area of the country this year. We've had plenty of rain, unlike out in the west. So it's going to be a spectacular autumn if you're in the East Coast, East area, for wonderful leaf color this year. Well, this morning, the magnetic canopy of sunspot AR2158 erupted, producing a long-duration solar flare and a very bright CME. Now, the CME billowed away from the sun at nearly 1,000 kilometers a second, and it does have an Earth-directed component. They say a glancing blow is possible during the late hours of September 11th and the early hours of the 12th. Well, the northern autumnal equinox is less than 2 weeks away, and that makes, as I mentioned last week, tonight's full moon, the harvest moon, the moon closest to the beginning of fall. So go out and take a peek. It's going to be beautiful tonight. If you have no cloud cover, you'll get a great view. Now, on Sunday, September 7th, house-sized asteroid 2014 RC flew past the Earth. There was no danger of a collision, but the space rock was close. It sailed just underneath Earth's belt of geosynchronous satellites and about 40,000 kilometers over New Zealand. 2014 RC came from the asteroid belt just beyond the orbit of Mars. And according to NASA, 2014 RC will return to our planet's neighborhood in the future. The asteroid's future motion will be closely monitored, but no future threatening Earth encounters have been identified. Now that 2014 RC has passed, they say another even weirder asteroid is approaching Earth's neighborhood. This is 2002 CE26, and it's a binary asteroid consisting of a primary space rock, 3.5 kilometers in diameter, and a secondary approximately one-tenth as wide. it is a an asteroid that has a moon of its own.
Wow.
So asteroid and moon are going to be flying by here coming up. And every night, a network of NASA all-sky cameras scans the skies above the United States for meteoric fireballs. And on the 3rd of September, the network reported an amazing 305 fireballs. So we used to talk about this quite a bit early on in the spring. We had a lot of fireballs, but that is starting to pick up again. It did slow down a little bit. Now we're starting to see a lot more. And in fact, an explosion that rocked Nicaragua's crowded capital, Managua, creating a large crater, was caused by a meteorite. This happened on Sunday, and amazingly, that city of 1.2 million people with the impact near the international airport did not cause any known injuries, but it did leave a crater measuring 39 feet across. Now, the hit was so large that it registered on instruments used to size up earthquakes. There were no reported injuries because the impact, they say, was in a wooded spot and flights at the airport were not affected. And we have some snow and cold coming up, by the way. The first general frost and snowfall of the year will spread southward over the northern plains and northern Rockies of the United States through Wednesday. Snow will spread southeastward across a large part of Montana and into northern and western Wyoming, western South Dakota, and part of western Nebraska. Now, some of the eastern slopes of the mountain ranges in that region will pick up 6 inches of snow, and snow is likely to stop short of reaching Denver with this first outbreak of seasonal cold air. Well, there's a very interesting story I thought you guys might be interested in since it kind of involves the rich and famous in California. This involves the city of Montecito, California. I used to live there, very beautiful place. But there has been a development with the drought in this very wealthy California community. We are, and by the way, this comes out of Politico magazine. They say that people watch large tanker trucks pull up in front of the grand estates of Oprah Winfrey's 40-acre estate in Montecito, that what is arriving at Oprah's front door is not merchandise nor produce, but just water. Last year, Oprah's annual bill from the Montecito Water District was just shy of $125,000, and this year it's just half, because like many of these wealthy people in this area, she's cut back on her consumption of district water by having water hauled in. Now, as California moves into its third year of a statewide drought, currently at an alarming stage 4 level, what is called an exceptional drought by the federal government, few towns, they say, have been hit as hard as Montecito. Montecito is built on a particular landmass that has a scarcity of water. And they say that these days, tankers can be seen going down Montecito's country roads night and day, ferrying up to 5,000 gallons of water to some of the world's richest and thirstiest folks. Montecito is home to Google's Eric Schmidt, Warren Buffett's partner Charlie Munger, entertainment mogul Tom Freston, director Ivan Reitman, and stars Ellen DeGeneres, Dennis Miller, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, and Rob Lowe, with George Lucas and Kevin Costner owning adjacent beach homes. They say just about everyone in the movie industry lives around Montecito. Well, you know, they had started to restrict water in Montecito late last year, early this year. They aimed for a 30% reduction by all residents of that town, but it didn't quite work that way because many defiant residents would rather use water than save it, coughing up, they say, $532,000 in penalties. And the water district is now saying it will make close to $4 million in penalties and fines this year because the rich and famous refuse to curb their water consumption. So they say that some of the town's wealthiest people are paying as much as $15,000 a month to have their water trucked in. Wow. And there's a report out of the USGS about United States volcanoes. Now, last Friday's eruption at Iceland's Bardufunga volcano had many people worried about the possible impacts of a larger eruption on air travel. Everybody's worried about that. Another eruption at Hawaii's Kilauea volcano has caused a state of emergency to be declared on the Big Island because lava is flowing from the ongoing eruption and has advanced within a mile of residential areas. Now, that's just one example of how much dangers they say U.S. volcanoes pose, and that we aren't really doing all that much about it. They say that the United States is much more vulnerable to volcanic disasters than most countries and has not been monitoring these risks sufficiently. They say that where Iceland has 32 active volcanoes, which I thought was a huge number, are you surprised to learn, and I was, the United States has 169, 55 of which designated as serious threats by the U.S. Geological Survey's Volcanic Hazards Program in this particular report. Now, only three of these volcanoes, out of 169 or 55, however you wish to look at it, are being monitored with up-to-date instruments. And they highlighted particular volcanoes of concern. They say the 13 very high-threat volcanoes that are inadequately monitored are nine volcanoes in the Cascade Range. And this includes where I used to live, Mount Shasta, California, Mount Shasta itself, the mountain, Crater Lake in Oregon, and Mount Rainier in Washington. They stay, as the report says anyway, Cascade volcanoes do not erupt frequently, but they threaten major populations and development. They are also concerned about the Aleutian Islands. Top priority volcanoes include 19 high and moderate threat volcanoes in Alaska and the Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands. And also they're concerned about Yellowstone. And what they have to say about that is, if another catastrophic caldera forming Yellowstone eruption were to occur, they say it's quite likely it would alter global weather patterns and have enormous effects on human activity, especially agricultural production, for 1 to 2 decades. Now, fortunately, Yellowstone has not erupted at all, they say, in 70,000 years, and so they're hoping this will not happen again for quite a long time. And that was the report. They are really concerned, though, that out of 100 and some volcanoes and 55 of serious interest, only three are being monitored. So the government is talking about doing something about that with all of the volcanoes erupting all across the planet at the moment. And speaking of volcanoes, scientists have uncovered a giant mountain in the Pacific Ocean, with the summit of the seamount using 1,100 meters rising over 1,100 meters from the 5,100-meter deep ocean floor. And this was made just not far off the coast of Hawaii, about 2,000 kilometers south of Hawaii. It was uncovered in mid-August by a research team. They had never seen it before. They had no idea that it was there. They say that the seamount, and they haven't even named it yet, appeared completely out of the blue. Now, seamounts are formed due to volcanic activity and are normally found near plate boundaries. Brand new underwater mountain discovered. Well, we have the beginning of flu season is starting, apparently. Doctors in Illinois are attempting to establish a connection between a respiratory ailment that has sickened hundreds of school-age children in the state, and they're linking it to a virus called Enterovirus 68. They say that it has sent more than 300 children in Missouri to the hospital. Also, according to Reuters, hospitals in Illinois have been bracing themselves for this virus, as well as children in Colorado being affected. So it's on the rage now. They're reporting this virus all over the Midwest and parts of the West. Well, there is an article that I brought to your attention for those of you starseed or parents or who have connection to children. I think it's really relevant and interesting. They say that the lack of sleep it goes hand in hand with technology when it comes to school-age kids. They say that nearly 3 out of 4 children, that's 72%, between the ages of 6 and 17 have at least one electronic device in their bedrooms while sleeping, according to a National Sleep Foundation survey. They say that children who leave those electronic devices on at night will sleep far less, up to 1 hour less on average per night, according to this poll. So they say that we ought to, in order to help our children sleep better, be sure that the children power off their devices and that the hour before bedtime should be a no-electronic zone, because studies have shown that the light from backlit electronics, even tablets, smartphones, and video games, even computer monitors with those little tiny green lights, they can disrupt our ability to fall and stay asleep. And this also applies to adults, by the way, not just children. They say the burst of light from a phone can break the sleep cycle for certain, and you really need to be sleeping in a dark room, and don't let your children have those lights on, or they will not sleep as well. Well, we had some flooding in Las Vegas yesterday. The people were evacuated from their homes in the Moapa River Indian Reservation, and Nevada Highway Patrol reported that cars were floating down I-15 near Moapa. There were reports of swift water rescues, and the area was hammered by rain. They say that there was life-threatening flooding. Well, that's quite a contrast to the drought. Now they're getting more than they ought to have. They say that the Moapa area received more than 3 inches of rain in an hour, and that's 50 miles north of Las Vegas. So there we have it, drought and fire and ice, all in one evening's report. I'm looking forward to tonight's show. It's going to be very interesting and very informative.
I know,
we've got
yes.
a great guest tonight.
We sure do. Well, Anastasia, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. We look forward to next week. There'll be more news next week.
Well, you know what? I actually we're going to talk about that because next week we're leaving for our Crystal Quest.
Oh, that's right. See, time flies when you're having
yes.
fun.
We'll
yes,
off,
that's right.
We'll
Logan,
be off the air for the next 3 Tuesdays while we're in Arkansas. And then when we come back, we'll have a whole bunch of good stuff to tell you.
Oh, that's going to be wonderful. And I will miss you as always.
Well, you will always be there in spirit in our hearts. And
yes,
wanna,
I'll hold down the fort while you're gone.
You do that. You do that.
All right.
We will talk to you when we get back from Arkansas. And thank you so much for bringing us the Starseed News, and Anastasia.
Yes, indeed.
Okay. So next I'm going to bring Judy on the air as soon as I get this button clicked here. Hello, Judy. Welcome to Starseed Radio.
Hi.
Hi there. It is so good to have you with us. I spent some time on your website, and it was like, oh, my gosh, there is so much there. I hardly even start.
I know. I'm very verbose, aren't I?
Well, no, it's just, I mean, the wide range of things that you're knowledgeable about.
This has been 21 years in the making.
Right. Yeah. It does take a while, doesn't it? But, you know,
yeah.
You're bringing very important information, and you've had some discoveries, and I am really anxious to hear about the hydrogen cipher. And Lavendar is going to take over right now, and I will be talking to you after she does, okay? Lavendar.
Okay.
Yes, I'm here. Judy?
Hi.
Judy?
Hello. Yeah,
hello,
I'm
are you
here.
There?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good. I'd like to start out by saying that you have such a strong background, but let's start with your childhood and things that happened for you early on, and we'll start with your childhood and build on up, okay?
Okay, that sounds good. In the beginning, I was taught to be metaphysical, and I want you to know that at the time this happened, because I'm 75 years old, I was born in 1939, you didn't talk about these kinds of things. It's not like today. But I was raised that way, and when I was 3 years old, I was in a diabetic coma, and because diabetes was rampant in my family. And my mother and my grandfather said, no, 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 we can't put her on insulin and take her to the medical community. So my grandfather had found a chiropractor who was doing amazing work and was using radionics equipment as well as chiropractic adjustment and nutritional support. And so my mother took me there, and by the time I was 13, I no longer had diabetes. In fact, today I probably eat more sugar than the entire United States. I can't get enough of it now because I didn't have any when I was little, I guess. But anyway, she was spiritual. She was involved. She gave me my first metaphysical book called Miriam and the Mystic Brotherhood when I was 5 years old. And I was taught all of this stuff by her, and she was involved in the early UFO community and spent a lot of time with George Van Tassel, George Williamson, George Adamski, and in fact, I met all of those people when I was in high school. And one time in particular, they had Valiant Thor with them, who is a visitor from Venus. And he came over to me and took my hand. I was looking at him, staring at him, so he must have felt it because he was beautiful. He was so beautiful, and the energy coming off of him. And, of course, when you're 17, you're just looking at the outward stuff anyway, you know. Anyway, he came over and he grabbed my hand and he said, "You live there, you know." And I was just blown away. My eyes were huge. And so he walked back to the men he had been talking with. And 3 nights later, I was taken to Venus in my dream state. And he was the person showing me around. It was his voice that I was hearing in the background. So, yeah, definitely was not the normal childhood.
Well, you know, just recently on September the 6th, they had the premiere of the movie Stranger at the Pentagon, which is the story about Valiant Thor.
Right. Craig and I have talked a bunch, and he's just blown away that I've met him. He can't believe it.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
That's so wonderful. So, so after your childhood experiences, did you get married and have children or?
Oh,
or,
yeah, three times. I didn't learn my lesson the first time.
What? You what?
I said I've been married three times. I guess I didn't learn my lesson the first time.
Well, just maybe you needed to spread all that love around. That's the way I look at it.
There you go. There you go. My mission was always spirit. When I was like 4 years old, when I would wake up in the morning, you know, that place just before you're awake and you're not quite asleep, and I would hear the voice in my head, and the voice would say, "Awaken, sweet spirit." And I would run to my mother, and I'd say, "Mommy, I heard the voice." And she'd say, "I know, darling, that voice is just for you." So my life has never been normal.
Yes, I can identify with that. Totally. So I noticed in the questions that you sent me that you had mentioned Nikola Tesla and said that he had appeared to you. You know, for many, many years, I've been associated with different kids. I call them the Tesla kids because they seem to have found me in some strange way. So I was very interested about this question. Tell us more about your encounter with Nikola Tesla.
You know what? Can I preface some of this first? The reason why is it's important how this happened. Let me tell you how this all started. Now, you know I've been spiritual all my life, and I did tons of channeling over the years in those mid-years, you know, 20 to 40. But when I moved to Montana, and it was spirit that led me to Montana, I was told to leave California and move to Montana, which I did. And I moved here in October of 1993, and I was living in this little log cabin down by Swan River, and it was just the cutest place in the world to be. And about 3 days before what happened, and I'll tell you what happened afterwards, but 3 days before that, I was sitting down, it was in December 21st, 1994, but 3 days prior to that, I was sitting down by the river, and it was a beautiful sunny day. There was some snow on the ground, but it wasn't cold at all, and I was watching the river and the clouds and the birds and the ducks that would fly down and land on the river and float down for a ways, and then they'd fly back up and land right above me. And I was just watching all of this, and I was just moved. It felt like I was part of all of it. And so I shouted out loud. I said, "The Father and I are one." And the minute I did that, I was flooded with this intense joy. And as I was walking back to the house, I was giggling over everything I was seeing, and it was just, it was uncontrollable, that joy I was feeling. And this intensified over 3 days, and on the night of the winter solstice of 1994, I went outside to pray because I couldn't think of anything else with all this joy that was around me. And I was taken out of my body, and I was shown the universe, our universe. I was shown the galaxy, and I was taken on a tour of the cosmos. And it wasn't so much wanting to land. I never even thought about landing. It was, I was being shown the symbols and the colors. And colors, by the way, if you ever saw colors, how you see it in your spirit body, you would weep. It's so beautiful. They're alive, and the colors are alive, and they pulse. And that was the other thing I noticed when I was out there was a pulsing. It was a expansion and a contraction, and it just kept going on and on and on. And I finally asked what that was, and immediately inside my head I heard, that's the harmony of, that's the planets in harmony with themselves. That's the harmony that exists in the world when it's done right, you know? And then I was taken to all kinds of places, and it's not important to go through all that. But when I came back, I started writing, and I'd never wanted to be a writer in my life. I mean, you know, who am I to write? But I started writing, and it started out with the understanding heart, and it was the way, it's certainly not a beautiful novel. It was just me working it out for myself, what I was shown and how that all fits in with everything, you know. And those books that I started writing, they started progressing and understanding. And it was the angels that were with me, and I could feel them. I could feel wings touching my cheeks, and I could hear flapping of the air like their wings were flapping. And so I knew it was the angels that were showing me. And so what I want to tell you is, on the front of my book, The Hydrogen Cipher, it says, all around us and within us, the Omega Truth was waiting to be found. And what I want to do is tell you about that and how, what had happened prior to this time so that that became important. In Revelations, John the Divine is told by God that he is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Now, I've never really truly understood what all of that meant, but during my research in these last lots of years, I found the work of Colonel James Churchward, and I was stunned. Colonel Churchward is the scholar who translated the early Egyptian, the Mayan, and Incan symbols into a language. And he took on the Greek language and what each of those things mean. But at that point in my journey, when I'd found that, I'd already been taught about living waters, Atlantis, Stonehenge, a formula for spirit, and about the matrix in water. So when I discovered the truth about the Greek alphabet, and in particular the Alpha and Omega, I was speechless. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. And since that time, and in the Hydrogen Cipher, I've tied the Greek alphabet into the Mayan calendar, and they fit together beautifully to define the spiritual progression of mankind. And that's what we've done. We've been working through all of this. Well, the meanings are, and I'm not going to give you all of them, but they are an evolutionary pattern. They talk about our feet being placed on the ground and everything. So, but alpha means you're obstructed from the truth about water. Omega means there were sediments, not just any sediments, planets, and the organs within our bodies. And I'll tell you what happened to me after I opened the 12th gateway, and then you'll understand. But some of the other key meanings in the Greek alphabet are eta, which means with water, theta, which means to extend water, and then the next to the last one that comes right before omega is psi, and it means come out vapor. Now, these aren't just vapors. These are the ethers of truth. And Tesla, by the way, that's one of his famous quotes. He talks about the ethers and the ether force. Anyway, it's when the ethers are activated, you have the whirling knowledge, that spiraling knowledge from the center of all about the omega truth. And then it becomes a new energy, which uses this spiritual truth about water to change the outcome of our planet. So now all of that had happened, and I had a friend, a spiritual friend, had moved from Montana to California, and beautiful, beautiful woman. And literally, she brought this all. She allowed him to come in when you get down to it. But she called me, and she said, "Judy, I need to come see you." I said, "Great." And she said, "I have inoperable breast cancer, and I need your help." And I said, "Oh, yes, get here as fast as you can." So she was due to arrive in a couple of days. And prior to that, not prior to, but during that time, I was seeing this funny little man, this old-fashioned man in the periphery of my vision. But if I tried to look at him, he would disappear. It was almost like he was playing a game with me, you know? And so I'm out on the deck, and I'm praying for my friends. My eyes are closed, and I sense movement off to the right. And I open my eyes real fast because, you know, I live on a mountain in Montana. It could have been a bear, a mountain lion. It could have been anything. So I didn't know what I was going to be seeing. So I open my eyes, and here is this funny man. He's got on an old-fashioned suit. He's got a bowler hat in his hand. His hair is old-fashioned. And he walks right up to me, and he was as real as I am. I mean, physical. This was not an apparition. He was physical. And he said, "Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Nikola Tesla. And if I knew then what you now know, this is the machine I would have built." And he backed away. And as he backed away, he started disappearing. And he pointed up to the sky, and a big circle came down, and it showed me how to mix all of this together. And then as it was mixing and combining and going into the matrix and producing this plasma, it had a golden glow around the edge. It was pulsing in golden. And so I said, "Oh, my gosh, it's a golden energy machine," and that's how it became known as GEM. It stands for Golden Energy Machine. But anyway, I know how to mix it now, and it was fairly simple, and it goes along with the formula that I had worked out, and he showed me how important that was, and how that it, all of these parts that you're using, this hydrogen, oxygen, and water, that's all there is in this, is hydrogen, oxygen, water. It's how it's put together that keeps it safe and allows it to join together and merge into a plasma, which then that plasma becomes a scalar field, because to create a scalar field, you have to have a frequency. And most people, you know, like the laser lights and things they use, they plug them in, and that's the frequency that they're using to get that plasma to do something. Well, in our spheres, when we mix GEM energy, what we have is 20 to 23 kilohertz. That is the frequency of gold. and that should take your breath away. We've done nothing but mix this together, and it has the frequency of gold, and that frequency converts it into a scalar field. And it's natural, it's biological, and it will help the planet and every person on it. So.
Wow.
I ran out of breath.
Gold, the frequency of gold. You know, when you find gold, you find quartz crystal, but you don't always find gold when you find quartz crystal. It's not the other way around.
Exactly.
Exactly.
And crystals tend to have a limited frequency. So this sphere with gem energy in it is unlimited. An expert told me that it's harmonizing at the nature spectrum of scalar energy, and that means that it is beneficial to all plants and animals.
So tell us more about this gem, these spheres that you have built.
Well,
you sell them on your website, don't you?
Yes, they're on the Judy Beebe site and gem spheres. Anyway, they're 3-inch spheres, they contain gem energy with a little bit of water, and what they're doing is amazing. And if we have time, I will share some of the testimonials that we've gotten already, you know. So,
yeah, go ahead and tell us some of those now. Go ahead and
You want to do that now? Okay. By the way, Jim went to Hollywood. I have a friend who lives down there, and he had gone to, and his friends with Craig Campobasso. And he had gone to the premiere, and he took it with him. And I'll tell you what happened there. It was really funny. He said, do I have him here? No, that's not him. Here it is. He says, I've just returned home from the Burbank International Film Festival, where I carried my gem sphere with me the whole time. Without mentioning names, I'll share the reactions I witnessed. Understand that I did not tell them what it was. I did not tell them what it could do. They would ask me what it was, and all I would say is, hold it, and you tell me. And he says, boy, did they. The second person who held it quietly for a few minutes said, it's communicating pages and pages. Third person said, oh, it wants to talk. She shared a collective group greeting from the other side that said, welcome. She was brought to tears as she went into trance with it. She had visions of a couple of planets, one of which was emerald green. Another guest held it and was struck by how cute it was, so adorable. She held it to her cheek, kissed it. Then the tears came, sadness, she said, as her face turned red and the tears came. Later, she clarified, stating that the sadness was more of a homesickness and unconditional love thing. Another person said, or does a kind of DNA healing or activation, and when she held it and looked at it, she could see its aura, and said it was teal, green, and blue, calling it the blue ray. Another woman held it and almost fell over, which, by the way, he's going to go visit her again because he didn't get all of her comments. So he's going to go visit her. I can't remember when, tomorrow maybe? I can't remember. Anyway, and she goes, whoa. She closed her eyes, her body swayed, and we had to take it away from her before she fell over. Everyone who had an experience said words to the effect that it's sentient, and it is, by the way. Again, they knew nothing about the gem spheres. This was the first time they had ever heard of them, and I told them nothing in advance. Pretty amazing stuff, huh? So, for the record, he says, one of your spheres made it to Hollywood and attended a Hollywood-style after-party.
I love it. Go ahead and read us some more experiences from the spheres.
Okay, this is from a gal. She says, as I have just begun to play with my sphere, by the way, people are naming their spheres, and this gal's, her sphere, she named Gemma. It is interesting that I keep hearing the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of all things visible and invisible. And she goes on, and then she said, begotten, not made, being of one substance of the Father. I think this is a gateway, Judy. Aha. Thank you, Judy, for your service, wisdom, guidance, and faith. With more to come, I am sure. Then here's one that says, on Friday morning, after brief meditation with my new gem, about 3 hours later, while at work, I felt a strange shifting sensation in my head, and out of the right corner of my eye, I could see a crystal-like colored shape that was mostly clear. This lasted for a few minutes and then went away. Later in the day, something shifted in my spine, which must have been a healing correction of some kind. Here's another one. It's been a few weeks since we received our spheres and wanted to say hello and a big thank you. We are both feeling very happy and blessed to have them. For us, the energy of the spheres has been quite strong and very supportive. It's been a fascinating experience. The relationship with the spheres is evolving as we are presented with various ways to work with the energy. The orbs arrived at the end of July. I have been using mine in a daily bath and as a constant companion. Wherever I spend a great deal of time, usually the computer now and then the kitchen, now and usually the computer now and then the kitchen, our alternative health consultant has always raised our energy frequencies with every visit. And Orbi, see, I guess that's her name, and Orbi is keeping them up. I think that is what is helping what seems like a slow climb out of a deep pit. I am so grateful for the orb and for the endless work and research you did. Well, we don't need to read that anyway. Here's another one. Wanted to share with you my bell. Sarah's name, Bell. It gave me another name, too, one I could not pronounce because it was more of a vibration or harmonic. She cradles it in her hand and then goes to sleep. Let's see what else I got going here. One guy sent me a picture of an angel that appeared in his sphere, and it shows, and it's on my Facebook page. You can see it. He said, I cried when I saw it, and I am teary-eyed again as I write these words to you. I have a strong feeling that this is just the first of many joyous tears that will be shed now that we are reunited with our homes and loved ones through the gem spheres. One of the phenomenons that are happening, and it's happened to me. In fact, I had a hawk that flew into my house. But birds are very attracted to it. My daughter can't go outside. The hummingbirds just hover all around her. And she was sitting outside with a drink, and she was sitting at this table with four chairs. And so as she's sitting there, she sees this yellow bird, and she'd never seen a yellow bird like that. And it came and it sat right on the chair next to her. And that, and she had her sphere with her, by the way. That was the important part, I guess. And so she put the sphere a little bit closer, and the bird hopped off the chair and came and walked over to it, and then something happened that scared it, and it flew off. But lots of people have talked about that. And one of the things that most people feel upon receipt of their gem sphere is an enhanced energy. When I first got mine, I was so bouncing around. It was like I was on a pogo stick. I couldn't get enough work done. I mean, I was just hyped up. I have to change this. I had 8 people have reported that their gem sphere moves. Well, I got another one today that it moved. And they put it in one place, and then it suddenly moves. Don't ask me how it works. I don't know. A lady called me and told me yesterday that she had a bunch of spider veins in her calf that were unsightly. She has only had her gems fair for 2 weeks, but already those veins have almost disappeared.
Well, let me ask you, so do you hold them in your hands for healing, or do you set them around you, or do they somehow pick up your auric field? How do they work?
That's a good question. Basically, what they are is they are the singularity. They are the cold fusion of God and man. We bring the above down to below. And so they produce this scalar field all around you, but those waves also go clear around the planet. And the reason I'm so driven to get these spheres out is one of the things that Nikola Tesla said was, when wireless is fully applied, the Earth will be converted into a huge brain capable of response in every one of its parts. These spheres communicate with each other, and they power each other up. The more that are out there, the more powerful they will become.
So my question to you is, how do they work around computers? Do they protect you from computers, or do they enhance the computer?
They protect you from that electromagnetic energy. Let me tell you how a scalar works. We're used to electromagnetic fields, the combination of the two. You know, they're electrical or magnetic, and they're constantly, that's that duo, that two, that keeps us away from the singleness that we need to have in order to, our eye needs to be single to find the truth. Everything about us needs to be single, even though we're living in this dual body, you know, two hands, two eyes, two ears, two everything, you know. So what happens is, in a scalar field, first of all, it starts with a plasma. You have to have a plasma. And when that plasma is hit by the right frequency, which in this case is the frequency of gold, what happens is the electrical field and the magnetic field are zeroed out. It's zero-point energy. They are completely nullified, and all that you have around you is heaven, really. You know what heaven means. Heaven is H, hydrogen, even. Even with what? I'm telling you, it's within gem energy. So that field is heavenly. It's what your spirit was used to before it came here. We're not used to this electromagnetic energy. And I firmly believe that babies cry because they're hit with this dual energy that they're not used to, because while they're in utero, that is a scalar field that's creating that baby. And in water, by the way, amniotic fluid. It's a gem machine. Each one of us who's had a child has had a gem machine.
So that makes sense. But tell us now about this same energy source for powering homes and vehicles, and how will this be achieved?
Okay, well, let me tell you about Nikola Tesla again. Okay, so I spent years on this, okay? First of all, years getting up to the point that he could come in and understanding all this stuff. And then then once we had it, once I had it and we're testing it, we couldn't figure out how to wire it up. You know, what do we do? How do we get this energy out? How do we put an anode and a cathode in, right? And so I had the idea that to put it in a brand new battery. And we found one that was a motorcycle battery, a 9-volt motorcycle battery. And it had the electrolyte separate, and you were supposed to flood the cells. Well, we threw the electrolyte away. We didn't flood the cells. We just injected GEM energy in it. And the minute the last cell was covered, put a meter on it, and this is a 9-volt battery now, there was 7.46 volts of DC power and 11 volts of AC power. That's huge. That is huge. That's way beyond what this battery company, who eventually tested it, gets in big 50-pound battery arrays that they use for backup power for big apartment buildings. So when he saw that AC power, he couldn't believe it. So I put the results up on the website, and within a few days, I was contacted by this battery company, and they wanted to test our energy. And so after all the paperwork was done and everything, they injected it. And when he called me, he was so excited that he couldn't even talk. And I can tell you what was there. It might not mean anything to you, but if there are any people who know about energy listening, he said that this energy, we had injectable stoppers, and we injected them into flasks at that time because we were testing, you know. So it was a test tube flask thing, and they were injectable so that we could put our needle injector to inject the GEM energy into it. Well, they took two powerful $25,000 a piece probes, and they put them into the GEM energy that they injected and wired those up to a battery monitoring system. And so the next morning they came back expecting to see nothing. What they found was 23 pulses. Now remember, pulses is really important because GEM energy pulses. In fact, there's a picture of it on my website in the GEM spheres. If you click on that navigation bar, you'll see a little 1 minute, I forget how long it is, not very long, it's seconds, I think, that I took while we were doing an injection, and water got trapped in the tube where we were injecting, and you'll see it sits there, and it pulses, and every time any water gets caught in that tube when we're doing our injections, it pulses, they all pulse. So GEM energy pulses, so they had 23 pulses of, so this is going to be 23 times the numbers I'm going to give you, 540,000 joules to 640,000 joules. That is just off the charts. So the way we're going to do it now, because my good friend Nikola Tesla came back mad at me, I was in bed one night, and we still hadn't figured this all out, okay? It had been about 7 or 8 years, and we still hadn't figured it all out. We'd done all kinds of things, and I can share some of that with you, really fun things. But Nikola Tesla comes back. I'm sound asleep at night, and I feel someone moving in my bedroom, and, man, I sit right up in bed. And there he is in the flesh again at the foot of my bed, and he's mad. His face is contorted. He's mad. You can tell he's just livid. And he says, enough. This is wireless. And remember that quote I just read you? When wireless is fully applied, the earth will be converted into a huge brain capable of response in every one of its parts. So now I knew. And then it was trying to figure it out. And so I was given clues about that. And so what we're doing now, there are two engineers working on it, two separate beings in different states, not sharing their work. They're each going about it in their own way. And they're working to build transceivers. Now, let me give you a simple idea of how this would work. Let's say we have a lamp, and we want to power that lamp with GEM energy. What we would do is cut the cord, And at the end of the cord, we would put this transceiver, which tunes, like we would want 63 hertz, which is AC current. We would send that to the sphere and tell the sphere what we want, and we want AC current, so 63 hertz. So we've tuned the energy, and then we have sent it, and now we receive it, and that sphere will send us that energy until the end of time. It will never, never go out, ever. You could never use it all. It will be there forever.
I'm trying to visualize what you just said. So you're saying that you cut the cord and stick the sphere on it directly?
No. The sphere it has to just be present in the house anywhere. So my feeling is we will have, every one of us will have a 6-inch sphere in their home that will power anything and everything. And every car will have a sphere. And there'll be electric vehicles, so there will be no pollution. And all we have to do is get rid of the batteries and put a transceiver. And that transceiver will send that energy forever. We'll never look at another gas station again.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. So how many times has Nikola Tesla appeared to you?
Twice to me. And then I will tell you a little story, if I can find it here. Back in 19, this is really funny. It's all been so bizarre how it's all happened. Okay, where are you? Anyway, back in 1980-something, I can't remember what it was, 1986, something like that, I was living in California, and I went to a psychic in San Jose, and I was needing a reading because I had a stepdaughter who was dying of cancer, and I was trying to get help on what I could do to help her, you know. At the time, I owned a health food store, and I was pretty knowledgeable, but I needed some more help. And so that's what I was there for. And she started the reading, and then all of a sudden she says, I have to stop. She says, there are people here. And she said, do you know who Nikola Tesla is, Judy? And I said, of course, because my guru, the lady who healed me, I called her my guru, she used to talk about him all the time. And so I said, of course I do. And so she started up again with the reading, and then pretty soon she said, Judy, have you read his book, A Man Out of Time? And I said, no, I haven't. He wants you to read it. Okay, Olga. Get on with my reading. She started going again, and then pretty soon she said, Judy, this is big. This is really big. And so then she started up again, and then she said, Judy, please, please, whatever you do, stay with Nikola Tesla. That he has information that you need. So there were three times he was involved that were powerful. The first one wasn't visual to me, it was to her, so.
I'd like to tell you something briefly. Most of my listeners have heard this story, but I lived in Cripple Creek, Colorado, and in 1980 I bought a A-frame house, and people started coming to the house, knocking on the door, saying, can we walk on your property? And I'd say, well, yes. Yeah. We've come to see where Nikola Tesla caught lightning in a jar, because I had bought the property where he did that, and I had not heard of Nikola Tesla at that time. But more and more of these inventors were showing up, and they started looking alike. They all looked like David Copperfield. They had dark hair, dark eyebrows, and they just looked alike, and they all sound and they talked alike, and they all talked about free energy devices. So when you talk about Nikola Tesla, it's like it really tickles me, because I went through so many experiences with some of these inventors and kids. And then a few years ago, when I came back to Oklahoma, I had to go have a mammogram. And the lady called me in after the mammogram, and she showed me my mammogram, and there was a photograph of Nikola Tesla in my left breast.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, you're one of us, Lavendar.
It's like, I don't know how this happened. Well, let me tell you what I did. She left the room, and I went and grabbed it, and I walked straight out and got my car and left. I wasn't about to stay around and answer any questions from any administrators of that hospital, I'll tell you.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
And years before that, about 10 years before that, I had the Pleiades show up in my right breast, a perfect pattern of the Pleiades.
Wow.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's wonderful. It's nice to know that there are other crazy people out there besides me.
Listen, some of the high strangeness stories that I have, just, it's a wonder I'm not in the funny farm somewhere.
I know. So, then I'd like to read for you if you want to hear it. On
okay.
August 23rd, the I Am, I got woke up again, and God came and gave me this, and I'll just read it to you exactly as it came to me. This is of this year, April 23rd of this year. I am pleased, and the way he said it was, I am. Every one of these paragraphs start with I am, and that's the way he said it. I'm not going to read it that way because it's annoying, but anyway. I am pleased with the energy which is being placed around the planet. I am the power behind the spheres, and the energy is able to change the planet for the better. As the scalar waves start traversing the planet in all directions, we will begin to take back the planet for its spiritual purpose. The greed, anger, cruelty, and intolerance will start to subside. I am the power behind the energy in these glass spheres. Never doubt that their source is holy and regenerative. By being the keeper of a gem sphere, you are counted as one who is holding a holy space. I am the power behind that energy which has been waiting to be brought onto this planet for eons of time. This is a special time in the universe and galaxy which sponsors the Earthship. I am aware that the planet is suffering, as are other more evolved civilizations which are determined to help make a difference. With this new acceptance by those who have purchased gem spheres, we will and can save the planet and be a functioning member in full of the galactic truth and understanding. The planet has much to learn, and which has been revealed by the one who has brought you this holy energy. I am monitoring this delivery across the globe and will see how well this energy gets seated upon the planet and in the hearts of the inhabitants of Earth. This is a holy mission which was undertaken by this individual, and many years have been devoted to teaching her all that she needed to know to accomplish this sacred mission. It has not been easy, and she has been under a great deal of stress through the whole process. Yeah, I have. I used to walk up and down this driveway, say, take it back, I don't want it. Anyway, I am here to tell you that if this does not take hold across the globe and the powerful energy accepted by the planet for powering all devices and allowing you to travel among the stars and be informed by those who have come up and out of the turmoil you now find yourselves within, you will be living on a planet of extreme danger, as the planet Earth must do something to protect herself. Your planet needs you to be a keeper of this harmonious energy of renewal. I am awaiting the day when all inhabitants and children of my own may share truth and understanding without judgment. I am awaiting the peace of a new day and a new way of embracing others with acceptance and love, for you are all one, born from my thought of you. You are all my own, regardless of color, race, religious belief system, or any other division that only mankind seems to fight wars over. I am in support of all life, irrespective of any division that mankind can find, and I am the power behind the gem spheres. Experience the joy that this holy energy can bring to your spirit, your mind, and your body.
That is absolutely beautiful, just beautiful. And that came on April 23rd?
Yes. And
wow.
I put it up on my website, by the way. It's if you do the judybeebe.com and then just /I am, I put it up there. So it's up there if you want to read it again.
Good. I would like to print it out if I could. That's beautiful.
Yes, you are certainly free to do that. All of my work.
Thank you.
And if anyone can't afford a book and they want the hydrogen cipher, I will be glad to send them a PDF free. This isn't about money for me. This is about doing my job. So
I understand. Well, I have really enjoyed speaking with you. I'm going to turn it over to Arielle now. She's on the switchboard, and she's my co-host, and I know she has some questions for you. So thank you so much for taking the time to be on our show tonight.
Welcome, Lavendar. Thank you for inviting me.
Okay. Back to you, Arielle.
Okay. Wow, I am just enthralled, Judy. And, have you written an autobiography?
Well, I was going to be Awakened Sweet Spirit, but I didn't get very far because I've been testing energy for a long time.
Well, you know, yeah, I mean, that's first things first, but I bet that would be like a whole mini series or something.
Yeah, it could be. There are some interesting videos up on my YouTube channel about my early years with my guru. There's some stuff about scalar energy. There are quite a few that are pretty important, including one about the heart, which was really an interesting experience because when I was out of body, I was given this symbol, and it was put in my forehead, and it was a circle, a line underneath, and then two like stick figure feet, only with no bottom line. And later on down the line, you know what that turned into? When you put the symbols for Alpha and Omega together, that's what that symbol is, and that's the symbol for heart. And on my website, you'll see it pulsing. It's there. I have it on the very first page of my website. You'll see it.
Oh, that is just incredible.
How it's all come together has been miraculous. It really has.
Well, yeah, I guess from our standpoint, but from a higher perspective, it's just part of a project or a plan, and there's so much right in front of us. We had a guest a couple weeks ago whose website is called Secrets in Plain Sight. And I kind of got that feeling like there's so many things that are just right in front of us, right in plain sight, but either we don't pay attention, we haven't got time, we're distracted, but there is, there's so, and you've
it's
taken
all
these,
there. It's always been there, yeah. It's always been there.
And you have put them together. So, and I just want to clarify a little bit. I know we have a lot of callers on the switchboard that want to talk to you, but and we'll get to you in just a second. So be patient, please. I was trying to visualize when you were talking about using the sphere to, like, for example, simply to turn on a lamp. So you actually cut off the cord, the plug, and
well,
then you put another device on the cord that receives the signal from the sphere.
Exactly.
Okay.
And, you know, it won't be like that. I do that just so that people get an idea. Basically, there will be no cord anymore. It would just be a transceiver within the mechanism of the lamp. In other words, you would be able to take any lamp in your house and move anywhere with it. It would be mobile. I mean, you wouldn't be plugged in anywhere. Refrigerators wouldn't be plugged in. Dishwashers wouldn't be plugged in. Nothing would be plugged in anymore. They would all have these transceivers in them that would receive the signal from the sphere. And the scalar expert told me that from a sphere, you could power a million things. One sphere.
Wow. Have you seen the movie that was done, I think it was called A Man Out of Time, with Orson Welles, and it was the story, the biography of Nikola Tesla?
Yes, yes.
You have seen that? Yeah, they have it, I think, on YouTube or some of the video websites. And is that the right title, Man Out of Time? Is that the same as the book?
There's a couple of them on the Nikola Tesla story, and in fact, when I looked at that one that was brought to my attention by somebody, he's drawing something on the ground, and that was some of the stuff he showed me when he was here and was teaching me how to make that machine. Yeah.
Wow.
So it's all very, like I say, it's all out there. It's always been there. In fact, I'll tell you another thing. There's been three times now, counting this, that this energy has been on the planet. The first time, when you read the hydrogen cipher, you'll see that I have some of the book dedicated to this, that in early Egypt, there was a hieroglyph that Eric von Daniken and other experts have said was a light bulb. Well, it wasn't a light bulb. It was a plasma thing, and they were making gem energy back then, and see, gem energy has levitational properties. It has teleportational properties. It has everything within it. It's, I'm not going to go there. There's so much to say, you know, I can get distracted so easily. But anyway, so it was there in Egypt. And then, if you want, I can read you this and tell you, this came from the Codex Sinaiticus, and it's just unbelievable. So the first time was in Egypt, and then I'll read this to you. The Codex Sinaiticus was found on Mount Sinai in 1844, and it's a Greek manuscript. Again, Greek, right? Alpha Omega means water, blah, 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 okay?
Okay.
This is what it says, and when I read this, my mouth was open, and I had goosebumps all over my body. On the Mount of Olives, the man in white paused, and looking back toward the city, noticed the group following him. He sat down upon a rock and waited for them. When the group arrived, one of them asked that question, which for ages had been asked by every generation of men. "Tell us, Master, when shall come the end of this age? What shall be the significant events that shall forecast its coming?" He then spoke. "Only the few who were with Noah and the treasure chest, an advanced scientific instrument, were saved from harm. They were protected by the harmonizing vibrations from the treasure chest that restored the vibrations of Earth and the atmosphere." So it was there at the time of Noah, and it's here now if we accept it. We have the choice. We can accept it or not accept it. It's as simple as that.
Did they use it in Atlantis?
Atlantis had a form of this, and that's how they destroyed themselves. It was more on the order of a nuclear-type power. And see, they're trying to fuse things together that don't come together easily, and they try to force it. But if you know the formula, you know the nature of things, and you use water first, water makes it safe. We're joining hydrogen and oxygen together, and it's not dangerous. Do you understand that? That's an atomic bomb or a hydrogen bomb.
Yeah, well, I'm definitely not a physicist, but
so yeah, but water makes it safe, and that was one of the visions I was given, was the matrix in water. How these, if the formula is right and exactly titrated exactly, then the hydrogen goes into a certain part and the oxygen goes into a certain part, and they're brought together by this other part of this whole formula, and then they have merged together and they're peaceful. They're plasma. 99.99% of the cosmos is plasma. That's what everything's created from.
And the two independent scientists that are working, do they have a common goal, or are they working on different goals with this?
They're just trying to get the little 3-inch sphere to work, to be able to communicate with it. And so, and I don't know which ways they're working on it. I know one of the young gentlemen who was working on it was a contactee, and he was told all about pulse power. So we've got some pretty good people working on it, and I know they'll figure it out. So,
are they trying to come up with the go-between thing between the...
Right, the transceiver, yeah.
The transceiver.
They have the sphere, right. And so now they just need to be able to tune, send, and receive, and then eventually we'll probably have to have, what do you call those chips? Those, storage things. I can't think right now.
Like computer chips?
Not a computer chip, but by the way, that's one of the things that Tesla showed me too, was that we won't be able to go out into space the way we should, because we need a computer that works with us mind to mind, and that I've been shown that diagram of how it needs to be done, and that it needs to be powered by GEM energy, and we no longer will need keyboards. We'll be talking to our computers mind to mind.
Well, that has some amazing possibilities, but it's also in the wrong hands. It can be disastrous. You know, we've had some news reports from Anastasia where they scientists are putting chips where to hook you straight into a computer, and it has to be in the right hands.
Not to worry, Ariel. This energy can only see. I sweated over this myself. What happens if somebody builds a death ray with it? You know, I don't want to be responsible for that. I have been told in no uncertain terms, this energy can only be used for beneficent purposes. It cannot be used for harm.
Well, that's very good to know.
I know.
Very good. Well, listen,
I struggled with that. I cried. If you only knew what all I've been through. And God still loves me, because I've ranted and raved and screamed and hollered and cussed and you name it, I've done it.
Well,
Go give it to somebody else, I'd say. Nope, yeah. You're it, girl.
Where Tesla went kind of off the tracks when he heard that they'd split the atom. He knew how unnatural that was, and he just knew what was coming, and
yep.
And a lot of his discoveries have been perverted, not the purpose that he had. So I know that he carries did carry at least in this physical life. A lot of remorse, and God, I can't imagine the sadness when he saw the outcome.
Horrific.
Yeah, when J.P. Morgan just destroyed his lab because Tesla proved that you could just go out and screw a light bulb into the ground and have it work. you know, J.P. Morgan says, oh, no, that'll put me out of business. So he
exactly. If you can't make money on it, they don't want it. So, yeah, I know. It's all about money and power. So
well,
we've got to get
old
out of that paradigm. We've got to. And this energy, if it can calm, that's why we're doing these, the Sears first. The engineer that was the scalar expert said, you put one of these in every single home and you will change the planet. So that's my goal.
Wow.
Let's get those out there, calm the planet down, and let's take our power back, you know, our spiritual power, our power to change things with our spirits and without harming anyone or anything.
Right, right, yeah, and people have been kind of divorced from their higher selves by the, you know, third-dimensional duality and getting caught up in all that, greed and corruption and all that, but this is just such exciting news, and we've got some people on the switchboard who want to talk to you, and
okay.
I want to have enough time for everyone, so are you ready for some questions?
I'm ready, lay it on me.
Alrighty. First off, we're going to talk to Steve as soon as they get your mic open. Steve, there you go. You're on the air. Hi, Steve.
Oh,
are you?
my mute didn't click off right away. Good afternoon or good evening, Judy.
Hi, Steve.
Hi. I came back from a trip, and a friend of mine had been emailing me while I was gone. All about the gem sphere, and she had been able to get some people to help her get a hold of one, and so she's been working with that for a couple of months, and she said it's been a little bit of a trial and error with her, so I was wondering if, first off, if you have put together any suggested ideas of how people can use them for the most beneficial purposes. There isn't any trial and error stuff that we have to go through, finding out some things don't work so well. And
actually, it's all trial and error, Steve. This is so new. We're just learning ourselves. But I put out a thing that tells you to introduce yourself that comes in the package when you open it up. There it is. And it tells you to introduce yourself. I encourage you, take a bath with it. It's very powerful in water. People who have put it in water, including in a lake, and the fish just swarm to it. My daughter's going fishing this weekend with her husband, and they always have a fight over who gets the most fish. She's going to take her sphere and put it in the water, and he's not going to know it, and she's going to catch the most fish.
Yeah. Well, the thing I'm looking at is I've been invited to go to Peru, to the Amazon, and, you know, go through some healing processes there with some old, you know, health issues I've had for years. And I was thinking it would be nice if I had the sphere there because there's a nice river that runs right along.
Yeah, but you can't take them on a plane, not because it's dangerous with the sphere, but because if they saw what you had, they would think it was a bomb. It has liquid in it. You know, remember you couldn't even take shampoo for a while or mouthwash or anything. If they saw it, you won't be able to take it on a plane. And I don't want you to go to jail for being thought that you're a terrorist, okay?
That's a good thing to put in the introduction then.
I should have done that, huh?
Yeah.
Car, I can tell you what happened with one lady. She was going up to see her daughter. She had just gotten her sphere, and she put it in the cup holder in her car. And she was driving along in a place where there was a meridian in the center from the other side of the road. And she said she looked over, and there was a car that was coming, hit the meridian. It got airborne, and she said, Judy, she called me within 5 minutes on the phone, and she said, Judy, it was coming right at me. There was no way in the world it could have missed me. The only thing I could think of was grab my sphere. She said, I grabbed my sphere, closed my eyes, and she said, nothing happened. And she said, I opened my eyes and I looked behind me and it had landed behind me, she said, and it shouldn't have. And she said, there was glass everywhere. Nobody got hurt. She said, Judy, Jim saved my life.
Oh, man.
A new take on the old, on that one TV commercial where people get into weird situations and they say, get me out of here.
Yeah, right, exactly. There you go. The sphere works with your intent. What is your intent? What do you want to do? I mean, it will still do good things. It works first on mind and spirit. And then the body thing takes some time. It's working on it, but it has to. In fact, one night it told me, be patient. I'm mapping your DNA past, present, and future.
Well, my intention, of course, is to, now that I'm retired, is to spend my time, doing spiritual counseling with people. I am an ordained minister, have been for many years, and so I've not been able to do that while I was, the spiritual counseling while I was working as much. So now I've got time to do that and, try to help guide people to be more spiritually aware, to be more compassionate, to be, more in touch with, the good feelings of life, of love and joy in that.
Exactly.
Because we need more of that in the world.
We certainly do. And that's one of the things that I find it happens right away with people. They have an elevated feeling of goodness, and they've lost the fear and the anger and the helplessness. Because if you look at our world right now, it's pretty scary, And what are we going to do? I mean, there's no way we can get off to another planet to repopulate another planet and see if we could destroy it too. You know what I mean? It's pretty scary. And people, while they might not acknowledge it or know it openly, they're feeling it in the cells of their body, and they're walking around with that. And it makes you ill. It makes you unhappy. It causes problems in families and marriages. And that's part of what the children are going through with all the drugs and everything. They're trying to just numb themselves so they don't have to realize that they don't have a future on this planet. It's scary.
Well, we have a future on this planet, but the future is based on us making that decision to change.
Yep, a leap in consciousness, exactly.
Yep.
But we need a tool. And this is the tool. It really is. You, I assume, heard that thing I read to you from the Codex Sinaiticus. That was the vibrations that helped. Everyone thought Noah was crazy building an ark, and then the 40 days of rain and 40 days and nights of rain. Then what calmed all that down? Well, what calmed it down was the frequencies of that scalar energy are neutral. And because they're neutral, everything is possible.
Exactly. So I don't want to keep be the only one to be on the line here. So I had one other question for you, and that is for those of us that are, on retirement incomes, and dealing with, obviously limitations on what our income is. Do you have any way for us to purchase a gem sphere, over time?
No, I don't have that capability right now. I'm really sorry. And I, like you, I'm on Social Security. That's what I live on. I don't live on this money. This goes into an account for gem spheres and the furthering of gem energy. So I don't have it right now. I do have a free list that people write to me and ask to be put on, but it's going to be a while before I'll be able to do any more because I've done so many here in the beginning, probably 40 of them, and I just mm-hmm. can't afford it. You know, it's very expensive. So
yeah,
my
friend of mine that talked about it had said it's very, you know, there is a lot of expense that you have to put in to produce these.
Right. We buy the hydrogen and oxygen very pure. So we have the gas expense. The spheres are hand-blown, and so they're expensive. Everything is expensive about it. And so and then what is left, and then my daughter now is doing the injections, and she is just awesome at them. And so then I have to pay her, and by the time you get down to it, there's not much to put back in the account, you know, and I've got to keep this going. And, that's my explanation. I don't know how else to do it. If I go bankrupt, then we won't get it out there, so...
Well, if I put aside a little bit of money, you know, between now and when I have enough, you know, then the hope is that you won't have gone bankrupt because it's going to take
me
a while
to do that. Exactly, exactly. And talk about it, and we'll. I know there's. I keep thinking. Now this is just cerebrally. That maybe it's the 144,000 mentioned in Revelations. If we get 144,000 of them, we take back this planet and change it to a force for good. You know?
Well, that's why I was interested in being one that helps to get to that 144,000.
Yes, and I want you to be.
You're still a ways away, I know.
Add something here that might help, Steve, PayPal has a bill me later. You get 6 months with no interest. So,
that's true.
You know,
The only problem is you got to be able to have a good enough credit score to get on that.
Well,
it wouldn't hurt to get it every time.
Just investigate.
Yeah, I've tried it. I've investigated it before, and it keeps shooting me down.
Well, Steve, we want to thank you so much for calling, and it was
thank
a pleasure
you.
To hear
thank
you,
you
and to meet you.
Thank you.
And we have some more callers to take, so Steve, thanks for calling in. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
So next, Judy, we are going to be talking to Ralph, and then after Ralph, we're going to talk to Vanya. And,
okay.
Just let me get your microphone open there, Ralph. It's spinning. It's spinning. There you are. Hey, Ralph, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Oriel. Thank you very much for taking my call. This is a tremendous show here. And, Judy, you're just a wonderful person. I just sense your spirit's really great, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you. Hey, when you said you talked to Nikola Tesla, and I was wondering if he had mentioned anything about the about background energy caused by sacred geometry, such as Merkaba or Merkaba.
Well, let me explain
that?
To you about the Merkaba. The Merkaba isn't what you think it is. I know you're going to think I'm crazy. I've been brought through all of this, Ralph, for so long that now everything, even the tree of life, that whole thing. What I want you to understand is everything is about hydrogen. It goes back to the atomic level, and you'll read about this in the hydrogen cipher. And like I say, if you guys don't want to buy it, just let me know. I'll send you a free PDF. And my email address is on both websites in the contact section, so you can always contact me. Anyway, hydrogen is everything. It is what, when God said that he moved over the waters in the beginning and then separated the waters from the waters on earth are different from the waters above, and those waters are hydrogen, and more specifically, plasma. But if you get down to the atomic level, no electron moves in a living system without the presence of hydrogen. That electron is moving in a hydrogen cloud. If there was no hydrogen, we would have no matter. Your DNA strand is held together with hydrogen glue. So we are a hydrogen cup. We are living waters of hydrogen. Now, when you look at the Merkaba and the upward and downward pointing triangle, what you have are 6 points. Do you know what the hydrogen crystal is? It's a hexagon, 6-pointed. You see, it's all been hiding in plain sight, and we haven't seen it. What the Merkaba is about is hydrogen, and what the flower of life is about, each one of those little things that looks like a flower, there's 6 of them. That's the hydrogen crystal. Everything goes back to hydrogen.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for clarifying that.
Yeah.
The gemspheres are something that you yourself actually manufacture, or is it something that people can put together, or it has to be...
No, I would not want to be responsible for people working with hydrogen and oxygen that didn't know what they were doing.
Gotcha.
So,
gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is that a storage device you would think about, a capacitor?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes. So that because gem energy pulses, you know, you want to keep the energy straight across so that it's always there. So they
right.
will probably have some capacitors in them as well to
right.
store that so that energy is constantly there.
Oh, okay. Fantastic. Well, thank you very much. I'm looking forward to reading your book, and it's been really great listening to you tonight. Thank you very much for bringing me on, Ariel.
Oh, you're
have
so
good
welcome.
Night.
Bye-bye. Ralph has been a loyal listener and supporter for almost since the beginning we started the show.
Wow.
And, yeah. Our switchboard host, Vanya, has a question. So, Vanya, I'm going to bring you on. I hope you're okay with that. Hey there, Vanya. Would you
Hi.
Go ahead and ask your question? Go ahead.
Thank you. Hi, Judy. I just have to say this has been, like, one of the most fascinating shows for me tonight. Every time you bring up a new topic, I almost want to find out more, and I need to know more. You keep.
Oh, I can go on for days.
There's just so many fascinating things. Are most of this available in the book, The Hydrogen Cipher, or no?
No, I take actually there were 9 keys that helped me work this all out. And so I talk about the 9 keys. I talk about some of the sacred places, which is like Stonehenge and Atlantis. You know, Atlantis was mentioned by Plato in his dialogue of Cretus and Timaeus, or however you pronounce that. And it's described. It's 3 circles. I never did get to that thing about 3 circles of man, which I wanted to get to for you guys. But 3 circles of water and 3 of land. And that's significant because when I was doing the symbols for the language of light, I was working on the symbol that I had been given for mankind. I call it the 3 circles of man. And the angels were giving me the dialogue. And as I was writing this, they kept saying, Judy, go look in the mirror. And, of course, I don't pay attention to anybody. I'm in the middle of doing my own thing. And so they must have said it 3 or 4 times. And finally I said, okay, okay. And I go look in the mirror, and what do you think I see? Our eyes are the symbol for man. And 3/4 of all the crop circles have those 3 circles within them. Someplace.
Wow.
they've been trying to wake us up in so many ways. And see, the way you define that is the pupil of the eye is the inner God that hasn't been awakened. Okay? It's there. We desire it. We want it. But we don't have a dialogue with him. Okay? And so then the iris of the eye, the color part, is the world of mankind. We're such a little part of this whole thing. And we're in the middle. We're in the middle between what's within us and what's outside of us. And now the outer, the white part of the eye, the globe of the eye, is for everything between the iris of the eye and the white part is the angelic realm. And in the Bible, it talks about the angels, the Elohim and Seraphim, who protect the throne of God. Everything outside of that third circle, the white of our eyes, is God's throne.
Wow.
It all comes together so beautifully when you know it all. It just, every question I've ever had has been answered. I know how it all works. It's amazing.
And how are you passing that on? Because that is so valuable to people who are on the path to awakening, who desire to
make... There are 21 books up on Amazon.
Okay.
And I define the gateways in the spine. I have one there about revelations. When you understand about revelations, it isn't scary. The Bible is very metaphysical. It's all there. It's in plain sight. When you know the answer, you can see it. And I was given all the answers. And revelations is really about your body and what you have to do with your body to bring yourself along. For instance, earlier I talked about, remind me to tell you what happened when I opened the 12th gateway. Okay. Well, in the Emerald Tablets of Thoth, it talks about man is a sun, and it goes into all of this stuff. Oh, it's everything that I've learned is in that Emerald Tablets as well. But anyway, when I opened the 12th gateway, I knew I'd opened it, but nothing special. You know, I didn't feel much different. And I went outside to sit on my deck. I was sitting in the sunshine. And all of a sudden, I felt this strange sensation around my solar plexus. And I looked down, and I had planets floating around my waist. They're still there. They're there right now. If I pay attention to them, they're there.
Wow.
I have become the center of my own created universe. And the experience that Thoth had in that Emerald Tablets was almost verbatim for the experience that I had when I was out of body. It's amazing. I was taken to the sun. I was shown what the sun was all about. I have so much written stuff that there are boxes and boxes and reams of it, you know. But there are 21 books up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and the iBookstore, so.
Thankfully. I will be checking all of this out. Another thing that I just want to allude to with regards to the body and the gem spheres. Now, are they able to – I know in your previous path when you were young, you were diagnosed with diabetes.
Uh-huh.
And I have several people that I know of that are currently working through that. And I was wondering, is there direction that you can provide, a healing, or someone to help those people that are suffering with such a stigma?
Yeah, let me tell you what, you know, I was treated with radionics. You know that radionics produces a scalar wave. That's how it heals. It's plugged in. It's a not natural. I say not natural because it's not biological, whereas the gem sphere is a biological scalar wave. So it makes changes. They are not instantaneous. It starts working with the cells of your body. It starts realigning everything. When I was healed from diabetes radionics machine, I was 3 years old, and it took me until I was 13 to be healed. Okay.
Wow.
But that one is not as powerful as this one, but it takes time. And right. I know that every single day, I'm 75 years old, every single day I feel better and better and better.
Mm. Well, if that doesn't make people run out and buy it, I don't know what will.
Well, we need lots of people. People, people, people. We want to be part of that big brain that Tesla talked about, that wireless brain. We'll be communicating telepathically. We won't need a phone up to our ear.
I hear you. I hear you. I have to say I'm running it down on my manifestation list. Let's just put it that way.
There you go. There you go. I understand they're expensive. And if I could make them cheaper, I would, and still complete this task, I would, you know. I can't in the beginning. I hope that once the energy on the energy side where we've got our cars are now being powered by this and our homes are powered by it, then the spheres, the price can go down. But I've got to be able to buy an electric car to hook this energy up to so that we can demonstrate it. And once we can demonstrate it, hopefully, you know, build it and they will come.
I hear you. And you know what? If there's anybody, I ask each and every person that just feels a light in them for it to go ahead and do what they can to manifest it. Because if this is meant for the betterment of humanity and the planet and each and every person, then why can't we find a way to each and every one of us have it? So I put it out there that we can all manifest it and help support you and support this cause.
Thank you so much. The other thing I'm looking for is people who have enough money that they could maybe sponsor three people to get a free one. And I'm looking for those kind of people, too, who want to do a good thing for others, who want this sphere, are reacting to it, are desiring it. And I have a list, you know, of people. And if someone has enough money that they could buy them for someone who needs one, that would just be beautiful.
It would be beautiful. Amen.
That's right. It'd be a good way to give back for their abundance and prosperity.
Exactly. Yes.
Pay it forward. Amen. Yep. Well, thank you so much for letting me have a moment or two. I really appreciate it. Judy, you are an amazing, beautiful being, and thank you for being here and doing what you do. And by the way, if Nicola ever drops by, tell him to pop by my place sometime.
Okay, I will, because you're living in his house, right?
Yes, exactly. No. But I'm not right now.
I'll tell him to stop on by.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for your input and your insights, Vanya. And anything else that you wanted to add?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Back to work. Vanya, our switchboard producer. So I'm going to switch you. Did you already switch yourself back off? She already did. Okay. And I'm going to bring Lavendar back on in a minute. But as you're talking, and you said electric car, there is a very forward-thinking man. I don't know about his inner fiber, but he owns Tesla Motors, and they produce only electric cars.
I know. That's place I'm going, baby.
Yeah. Well, I have a picture of the new Tesla sedan on my refrigerator because I will have one of those. I want.
And hopefully it will be without lithium batteries. See, that lithium is so, those lithium ion batteries, if that lithium ever gets into our water table, and sometimes I think it probably has with the kids with, you know, ADHD and all that stuff, it's neurogenic and it makes these kids that go into schools and shoot people, I mean, you know, it could be from lithium leaking into our water table, and Where else are they going to put all that lithium and those batteries, you know? So scary, so scary.
Yeah, well, you know, Mr. Musk is I believe he's built a spaceship, and he's signing people up to go to the moon or something like that. But,
yeah, he's working for the government. He's going to be doing all of their space missions with his rocket. Yeah, he's a very
I don't know where his,
amazing guy
is, but you know he's named his car company Tesla. So I'm thinking, all right, he knows something. I don't know what what
yeah.
all, but certainly something.
Their engine is really the best. So all he needs is this GEM Energy to go with it and get rid of those lithium ion batteries, and then we're in business.
Well, yeah.
And I happen to know a couple of people who have an in at Tesla Motors. So once I can demonstrate it and do a video of it, then we'll go to Tesla Motors.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, Lavendar, I'm just about to wrap up here, so would you like to say anything in conclusion?
I'm just thrilled that that our friend Lynn McCallum, she said, you got to have this gal on your show. And I said, well, great, I'll find her. And I'm so glad I found you, Judy, because you're one of us, and that we want to support what you're doing. And I think I can speak for those of us at Starseed Radio Academy that when we get funds like we're expecting to have, we definitely will come and contribute to your cause.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you. Not to my cause. So get them out to people. Let's give them away free or whatever. You know, I just I want people to have them, because the one thing that shows up the most, Lavendar, is that people have a sense of hope again. Their spirit lifts. They have a lighter feeling. And I have reams of it here where they're telling me that their outlook has changed, you know. And what a better place to start than that way, you know.
So let me ask you about the spheres. Can you put it in a hot tub when you're in the hot tub? What's it about heat? Can you get it hot or cold?
Yes, hot or cold will not affect it. I wouldn't have it bouncing around in with the jets on.
Okay.
But, yes, take it in a bath with you, a bubble bath. Oh, that's my favorite thing to do. Oh, you get out feeling like a brand new baby that just popped on the earth.
Seriously.
Okay.
Well,
so
we'll be ordering
yeah.
at least one here pretty soon. I've got to have one, so
oh,
you'll be
hearing
from
me. Bless you, bless you.
So back to you, Ariel.
Okay. Well, Judy, I think you need to come back, because I know we have only scratched the surface of
you're right. Like I said, I could talk for days.
yeah. So please, Lavendar schedules the show, so please come back as soon as you can, because there's so much more to talk about. And it's amazing we know Craig Campobasso. Lavendar has a very long history with George Van Tassel. A lot of the common points where you've both been, and you know, with the radio show and Starseed Hotline. So
well, maybe we ought to start with what's the name of that thing down in the desert? Van Tassel's thing. I can't think of it right now. Give me the what?
The Integratron.
Yes. You know what that is?
Oh, absolutely. Lavendar's been in it while it was still
okay.
working.
No, but what I'm saying, do you really know what it is? What he was trying to do was produce scalar waves. And you have a 3-inch sphere that will have the power that Integratron was meant to produce.
Oh, God. I
know
Lavendar.
Picture that.
She's
you're right
off
on.
Her chair now. She's going to want one tomorrow.
Yes, I've told everybody about that, and especially the ones that are really involved with that kind of thing, and they go nuts. But it's true. what you will have in a 3-inch sphere, and that's where my guru used to go all the time. She was always down at Giant Rock, you know, and George Van Tassel and all of them would come up to her house and give talks and talk to the community and stuff, and I was always involved in all of that. And when you look at the, in fact, I think I have it up on my website somewhere. If I don't, I'll send it to you. But if you look at the integratron and you look at a scalar field, they are exactly the same. You will see.
Wow. Well, they've been trying to get us in that direction for quite some time with George and you and who knows, you know, who else has been trying to get out there, but you are really doing it. So congratulations, and keep up the great work, and please come back and visit with us again.
I will. I will. Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure, and I feel the energy on your side, and it's beautiful, and I'm comfortable. So.
Well, that says a lot. And once before we go, your websites are Judy Beebe, and it's BEEBE.com, and OmegaCellEnergy.com. Check out the website, check out the books, and take advantage of a lifetime of work and dedication. So from all of us here at Starseed Radio Academy, we thank you for listening. As I mentioned earlier, we will be away for the next 3 Tuesdays as we go on our crystal quest to Arkansas, and we will be back on the air October 7th. I think that's the first Tuesday after we get back. So until then, everyone, take care. Be good to yourselves, be good to other people, and let your light shine. Good night, everybody.
You've been listening to Starseed Radio Academy. Visit our website at www.starseedhotline.com.